Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have widespread rain across our viewing area this morning and chilly temperatures to go along with it. I'll show you when the rain finally moves out.
The WRAL Storm Tracker is out on the roads this morning, tracking that wet commute. This is a live look right now of those conditions on I-40.
Parents and students on edge after a series of threats and other concerns at Wake County schools. The increased safety measures in place this morning. School is on, even though this morning it is cold, it is rainy, and it is miserable out there. But we're here to get you ready for what will be the wettest day of the week. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan, and the easiest Groundhog Day prediction ever, because there's no chance around here that we're going to see a shadow. Early spring.
Nope.
I can feel it coming right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that look at radar.
Yeah, we have some hints of early spring in our 7-day forecast, but boy, today, full on feeling like winter. Temperatures are in the 30s. We're seeing rain. New on the radar, just starting to see more rain pushing back into our southern counties. That's just happening in the last 10 or 15 minutes. Watching the temperatures really carefully this morning, too. Most of the steady rain is from Roxboro to Henderson to Lewisburg up towards South Hill. And you look north of that and you can see some of that pink showing up on radar. That's where the temperatures have fallen down to freezing. And on Futurecast, it shows that into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, which is part of our viewing area for a bit this morning. I don't think that we're going to see anything impactful. There is a very, very small chance that we could see a very light glaze of ice in our northern counties. It would be on elevated surfaces and not on the roads. But most of us are just going to hold it here in the 30s, and we're going to see waves of rain coming through. Here's lunchtime. We push it out through the afternoon. More rain, especially between 3 and 5 o'clock. It really starts to fill in across our area, and that rain's going to be pretty steady to heavy during the evening commute and doesn't taper off until we get to very early tomorrow morning. So more rain on the way, definitely. Wet conditions here outside the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, 39 degrees currently. It is 34 in Roxboro and South Hill, but those temperatures have not fallen in the last several hours and are not likely to drop down to freezing. Our temperatures elsewhere are mainly in the upper 30s. We're going to climb into the 40s into the afternoon. The rain will just pick up in intensity, so it's going to be a good day to stay inside. The sunshine returns tomorrow, but wait till you see the wind chill that goes along with it, Brian.
Elizabeth, breaking news here at 6:02. We have a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh heading down toward Garner on 40 eastbound. This is just beyond the 440 split heading down toward the Jones Sausage Road interchange. We're hearing that three lanes are blocked there on that eastbound side. Kind of hard to tell from the still image from the camera exactly what's going on, but it looks like this may be part of that crash. We are seeing a little bit of a backup forming as you leave the Beltline heading down toward Jones Sausage Road. We'll watch those sensors and let you know how that's developing. Also watching a crash with injuries on the east side of Raleigh on Skycrest Drive at New Hope Road at the moment, at least not seeing any big delays there. Watch out for a crash on the Beltline between I-40 and the Western Boulevard interchange there on the westbound side of 440. Sensors look pretty clear, and right now traffic volume is pretty light, but we are dealing with wet conditions all over the viewing area. Let's check in with Nia Harden in the WRAL Storm Tracker live on I-40 around the airport. How's it looking, Nia?
Well, this rain has continued to fall, and I'm going to turn to the camera here. You can see outside that spitting rain that we've been talking about in the last half hour continuing to hit our windshield, us having to use the windshield wipers right now on the Interstate I-40 here near the airport. We're going about 60 miles per hour, just to give you some type of idea of how we're even taking it a little bit slower to be careful, because you can see how wet the roads are. Now, traffic is starting to pick up, and you've already been talking about crashes, Brian, so of course we're going to continue to monitor what's going on. We haven't seen any crashes yet, but we will let you know if there's anything that we see. Brian?
All right, Nia, I'll take it from here. It's 6:03 right now. An extra security is in place this morning at Zebulon Middle School as police search for the person who posted a threat online. It is just one of three safety issues reported within 24 hours at separate Wake County schools. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Zebulon Middle School with the steps leaders there are taking. Laura?
Jeff, today parents, faculty, staff, students can expect to see an increased presence of police officers as well as security team members with Wake County Public Schools here at Zebulon Middle School. This comes after the school went on lockdown yesterday when social media threats popped up showing pictures of guns, indicating someone was planning to bring those guns to school. A statement sent to parents also stated administrators at the school will consult with law enforcement this morning to determine if any additional measures should be considered, such as as closing off certain portions of campus to make it easier to monitor students. And that was just one of three incidents yesterday. There was also a scare at Roseville High School. Students there returning to class this morning one day after a student with a loaded gun prompted a code red lockdown. We are making some calls this morning to learn if that school plans to have more security as well on campus today. A third incident yesterday involved a toy gun brought to Cardinal Charter Academy. And here at Zebulon Middle School, investigators are going to be looking into where did that social media threat come from, and that person could be facing some very serious consequences. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Zebulon.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Wendell, where fire crews left just after 1:30 from Lizard Lick Towing after a car caught on fire. One of the employees I spoke with say they brought in a hybrid that had been in a wreck at around 8 p.m. The lithium battery then caught fire and engulfed the entire hybrid. No other damage was reported. In Wendell, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More than 500 flights are canceled again today at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. An ice storm warning remains in effect for a large part of that area until 10 this morning. More than 300,000 homes and businesses in Texas remain without power this morning. At least three people have died because of the severe winter weather there. And seeing what's happening there is making us grateful that we're only seeing rain here, but we'll be tracking the rain here in the Triangle and the winter weather across the country throughout the morning. You can track the weather in your area anytime using the WRAL weather app.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, SpaceX launched 53 of its Starlink satellites into orbit on its Falcon 9 rocket earlier this morning. This is the 200th flight for the rocket. This launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. SpaceX has now launched two missions for OneWeb. It's a competitor to Starlink. The second lifted off on January 9th. But today's launch was the fourth this year that SpaceX devoted to Starlink, the company's huge and ever-growing constellation of broadband satellites.
Thanks, Michelle. You can weigh in today on improvements coming to a stretch of road that often gets pretty messy during our morning commute. The Department of Transportation is holding a public hearing on the widening of NC 42. You see it on this map right here. It's between NC 50 and US 70 business in Clayton. A DOT spokesperson for Johnston County says the county's growing population has to be taken into account when making this decision, because that is important.
This is an important corridor in a fast-growing area. It is experiencing a lot of delays and backups during rush hour, and the traffic is going to keep growing. We have to do something on this road. We need to improve it. We need to widen it. We've got some design alternatives about improving some of the intersections that, by getting public input and local official input, if we can get a project that everybody likes.
Public meeting starts tonight at 5 at the Clayton Center.
We're learning more about what lawyers are calling a long-term pattern of sexual abuse inside NC State's athletics department. A lawsuit filed yesterday is a second case tied to former assistant athletic director and trainer Robert Murphy. It accuses Murphy of performing massages and touching an unidentified student athlete's genitals several times without medical need or consent. This follows a lawsuit filed in August that accuses Murphy of assaulting former NC State soccer player Ben Locke as many as 100 times. WRAL reached out to Murphy's attorney for comment. So far, we've not heard back.
New this morning, the U.S. is expanding its military presence in the Philippines as part of a defense agreement. This agreement will allow the U.S. military access to four more bases in the country. The announcement comes as U.S. Defense Secretary and former Fort Bragg Commander Lloyd Austin met with the president there this morning. U.S. military presence in the Philippines falls under an agreement signed in 2014. It allows Washington to rotate troops to specific bases and build facilities for both nations to use.
Check those Powerball tickets. Someone in North Carolina is holding one that is worth $1 million after last night's drawing. But no one won the top prize, meaning Saturday night's jackpot is now $700 million. So here are the winning numbers. They are 31, 43, 58, 59, 66. The Powerball is 9, and the Power Play is 2. So the $1 million ticket in North Carolina matched all the white balls, but not the Powerball. So close. But they'll probably enjoy that million. You can watch Saturday night's drawing live on WRAL at 11.
Coming up on 610 on your Thursday, the number of teacher vacancies in North Carolina has jumped nearly 60% in a year. what education advocates say needs to happen to turn that around.
And rain all day long. We're going to see a heavier rain this morning and this evening. But no matter what time of day, no matter where you are, we're going to see showers today. I'll show you how chilly it will be along with that coming up.
And the WRAL storm tracker is navigating this wet morning commute. Here's a live look on I-40 in Raleigh, where the rain is coming down. We'll check in with Brian Schrader after the break with the traffic conditions.
On a wet morning commute. Earlier this morning, it was a little drier down south. Now, almost everybody's seeing the rain. In Goldsboro, it's not quite there yet, but it's headed your way. We had rain overnight last night. We'll have rain all day today, and it will become even heavier late this afternoon and this evening. I'll show you that coming up on Futurecast. But just be ready. It's a little colder than it was this time yesterday, too. We're mostly sitting in the 30s. It's 38 in Rocky Mount, 39 in Durham, and 39 in Fayetteville. We're not looking at temperatures dropping down to freezing, however, so it's just a cold rain for us. It's 37 in Roanoke Rapids, 37 in Goldsboro, 39 degrees right now in Durham. Our hour-by-hour commute forecast, again, rain all day. Drops off a little bit closer to lunchtime, but ramps right back up. And our temperatures only climb into the low 40s. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 613. We're following that breaking news in southeast Raleigh. A crash blocking lanes on 40 eastbound just beyond the 440 split heading down toward Garner and the Jones Sausage Road interchange. A still image from that camera shows some of the police activity out there. You need to avoid that area if you can. We're starting to see delays building back toward the 440 split. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Jones Sausage Road, you'll be on the other side of all that. I'm going to take you to a quick live picture from the WRL storm tracker on I-40 in South Raleigh. Heading out toward that scene, and you can see how wet it is right now. We'll get another update from the storm tracker coming up in just a few minutes, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. North Carolina school leaders are calling for a pay increase for teachers as a staffing crisis grows. A new report from the State Department of Public Instruction says more than 5,000 teacher positions remain unfilled during the first 2 months of class last fall in public schools. It's a 58% jump from the previous year. Teacher advocates say an increased workload, low pay, and challenges brought on by the pandemic are to blame.
It is very critical that our lawmakers in the North Carolina General Assembly take this report seriously, or else we will see irreparable harm done to public education in North Carolina, but and ultimately the students of North Carolina.
The report also found 13% of teachers quit within their first 5 years of their career. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt has called on the state to do a better job supporting educators moving forward.
Applications are now open for grants to help downtown Raleigh businesses. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance's Storefront Upfit Grant Program aims to help small business development by attracting new businesses and helping existing ones grow. It encourages businesses to improve the look of their storefronts on and around Fayetteville Street, and business owners may be eligible for up to $15,000 in grant money to do so. Applications are on the Downtown Raleigh Alliance's website.
You no longer need a positive COVID-19 test to be prescribed antiviral medication. The FDA announced revised rules for COVID-19 treatments, Paxlovid and Lagevrio, yesterday. It says healthcare providers can write prescriptions for them based on symptoms and risk of severe COVID-19. The FDA says the drugs work best when given early, and sometimes COVID-19 tests don't give a positive result until days after infection.
Today, we'll get an idea of how the war in Ukraine is affecting agriculture here in North Carolina. That's just one of the topics that will be discussed today during the annual Agricultural Development Forum. Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler will host the event for farmers and ag leaders. Speakers will also discuss the economic outlook for this year. The forum starts at 9:30 this morning over at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. It is free and open to the public.
Fort Bragg is hosting a hiring event today. Recruit Military is putting it on for veterans, military spouses, and members of the National Guard and Reserve. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Iron Mike Conference Center on Post.
Ozempic has been hailed as a breakthrough treatment for people with type 2 diabetes, but it's also been in short supply for months. Part of the reason is that it has become TikTok trendy, with people on social media swapping stories of a side effect that helps people lose weight. Coming up this morning on Today, NBC News senior consumer investigative reporter Vicky Nguyen shows us how easy it can be for people without diabetes to get a prescription online. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 here on WRAL.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is launching a podcast based on her best-selling book, The Light We Carry. She just wrapped up a book tour with special guests Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Tyler Perry, and David Letterman. Mrs. Obama said the tour was a way to connect with real people again and expand on the book's message about dealing with stress and change. Michelle Obama, The Light podcast, will debut March 7th. A Jeep club in Dallas, meantime, has been helping out drivers stranded on icy roads there. This group helped to tow big rigs that got stuck trying to go uphill on an interstate there. Before that, though, they helped some people who were stranded in their cars during the ice storm. A spokesman also said they'd be helping medical professionals who are having difficulty getting to and from work.
And as you saw those tires on those Jeep, perhaps those are the only sets of tires that could handle something like that. But ice just makes for such treacherous travel. For us, we have a lot of rain, and that's making for messy travel, Elizabeth.
It is. You know, and we can complain about this, certainly. Our temperatures are in the 30s. We're seeing wet conditions across our area right now. But just on the other side of the mountains, in Tennessee and back toward Texas, they've had 3 days worth of an ice storm while we're just dealing with the rain. I know at this point, everybody is pretty much tired of this sort of weather. We had a pretty warm January, but hey, you want to know what's going to happen for the rest of the winter? Let's take a live look at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Of course, the most famous groundhog there, Punxsutawney Phil, just waiting at 7 o'clock to see what's happening. I guess we don't have it. All right. Oh, oh, there it is. There they are. So they have such a good time there in Punxsutawney. They're all dressed warmly because the temperature currently is 15 degrees. And it looks like it's clear. And so that means that Phil will probably see its shadow, which means more winter. And I'll tell you what, guess what their weather is tomorrow? Snow with a high of 15. So again, you know, I'm a snow lover, but they can keep their 15 degrees. We'll let you know over on Fox 50 in the 7 o'clock hour what Phil sees. Our groundhogs are not going to see their shadow, so we may end up with an early spring. We'll see. I'll show you the 7 day forecast coming up. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all wet this morning, no matter where you go. And of course, here's a look at the ice storm from Texas, still all the way up through Tennessee. And you can see here just a little bit to the east, our temperatures are too warm. This is the last day that they'll be dealing with ice, but they've had hundreds of thousands of power outages around Texas and up toward Tennessee. It's been such a mess. If you're going to be heading up into Virginia or back toward the mountains of North Carolina, you could run into some wintry precipitation, but we're not likely to see any in our viewing area, even up near the Virginia line. I know you see that pink area that starts showing up, but it's unlikely that we'll see any freezing rain for our viewing area. At 5 o'clock, steady rain across the area. It's going to be a really messy evening commute, and that rain picks up in intensity tonight in our southern counties. No thunder and lightning, just some steady to heavy rain. Here's first thing tomorrow. First thing tomorrow morning, we're going to see our skies clearing out nicely. So we're back to some sunshine on Friday. How much rain to deal with today? Anywhere from about a half an inch to an additional inch. And we've already seen well over an inch in most places already this week. But we're nice and dry Friday all the way into early next week. Krispy Kreme Challenge. Oh, that's not supposed to be here. Sorry. Krispy Kreme Challenge is going to be really cold. It is going to be dry. 20 degrees Saturday morning. And we'll see a wind chill at around 15 for the runners. After that, here comes the warmth. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not promising an early spring, but that's a start, Brian.
Yeah, the groundhog may be on to something. Here at 620, still following that breaking news in Southeast Raleigh, some new information about this crash on 40 eastbound just beyond the 440 split heading down toward Jones Sausage Road in Garner. As we take a look at the still image from that camera there, that traffic camera, you can see that they have the left lane open. So those right lanes are blocked, but the left lane is open through there. All that traffic getting by that crash site in that one lane, creating some backups beginning right there at the 440 split, extending under the Rock Quarry Road Bridge down to just before you get to the Jones Sausage Road interchange. So if you can pick up 40 eastbound from Jones Sausage, you'll be on the other side of those eastbound delays. We're also seeing a little bit of a westbound onlooker delay heading through that area. Tracking another crash with injuries over on the east side of Raleigh. And here in the past couple of minutes, I've noticed some delays starting to build there at that intersection of Skycrest Drive at New Hope Road. A few other minor crashes around Wake County that I'm watching. Major routes, though, in pretty good shape as we take you to live pictures from the WRL Storm Tracker out on I-87 in eastern Wake County. You can see that the rain is still coming down. The roads are wet. Slow down and take it easy.
Brian, thank you. New technology may be opening up a new pathway for students to cheat. How schools are approaching artificial intelligence making its way into essays.
And here we have a live look at a wet Chapel Hill, the intersection of Franklin Street right there from our top of the hill camera. Be sure to grab an umbrella and the rain jacket and be ready for this raw weather as you head out the door.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It's Groundhog Day, and the classic movie associated with today is marking a big milestone.
You make a movie out of these people. Here we're seeing Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
We're watching those live pictures from Punxsutawney. It's quite something.
It is good.
It has been 30 years since Groundhog Day hit the big screen, released this month back in 1993, and since then, it's given the day a whole new meaning of something that happens over and over and over again. And for some, it's a tradition to watch the movie over and over and over on February 2nd.
Well, yeah, you can find it everywhere on TV today. Bill Murray, of course, stars in it. He's a TV weatherman in the show, right? But well, our forecast is not anything we want to see over and over again today, what we're getting.
We're just going to get the rain over and over again today.
Mm. Past few days, it has kind of seemed like Groundhog Day with this rain.
Yes.
HBO's a critically acclaimed series, The Last of Us, getting some heat online. A scene in the most recent episode showed this image saying it's 10 miles west of Boston. And people who live there are saying, huh, this doesn't seem right. But, you know, it's fiction, for sure.
You mean there's not rocky mountainous terrain 10 miles west of Boston? It reminds me of when people got all riled up about the Outer Banks and that ferry to Chapel Hill, right? I mean, you know, Hollywood just takes a little creative license.
Still haven't caught that one yet to Chapel Hill there on the ferry. Mm. But is there a Boston, Idaho? I mean, that looks more like
it. Do some skiing and hiking there.
Mm-hmm. Brian, thank you for that. Carolina Hurricanes, boy, what a roll they're on. Skating into the All-Star break now on a winning streak, beating the Buffalo Sabres 5-1 last night. It's their seventh straight win. They reach the break for the All-Star game with the second-best record in the NHL. Their next game will be Saturday, February 11th, PNC Arena against the New York Rangers.
Parents will see extra security here at Zebulon Middle School today after a social media threat caused the school to go on lockdown. We're walking you through some of the steps they're taking today to make sure students are safe.
Live look at Sanford. Look at how wet it is here. We're seeing these wet conditions across the entire viewing area, and it's cold too in the 30s. I'll show you when our temperatures will warm up and the rain moves out.
The WRL Storm Tracker is giving us an up-close look at the wet conditions on the roads today. Brian Schrader will be back after the break with what you need to know for your morning commute.